Walk over to the choir. We suggest that you ask the superintendent for a mirror so that you can see the vault of the dome better. At the time this chapel was built, domes were rare in Montreal. Except for the coffered dome of Bon Secours Market, built in 1844, and the double lantern dome of Monseigneur Bourget's Episcopal Palace, which burned down on July 8, 1852, it was not until 1886 that another was constructed, the dome of the Cathedral Mary Queen of the World, located on René Lévesque Boulevard. It should be noted that the dome of the Hospitalier's Chapel stands 140 feet or 42.67 meters above street level. Extract from documents of the archives of the Religious Hospitallers of St. Joseph. One day, the sister in charge of overseeing the workmen sent a note to Reverend Mother to inform her that the contractor would not agree to mount the dome of the church because of the bitter weather. This decision would considerably delay the completion of the chapel, since the men could not work inside in the winter unless the vault was in place. Reverend Mother went immediately to the worksite and ordered the dome to be prepared piece by piece and put up while she watched. The contractor and his helpers did not dare to object, cowed as they were by the dominating personality of this woman with the courage of a man. The fervor that burned in her great soul made her oblivious to the fact that she stood there for 3 full hours in snow up to her garters in the freezing cold. It was then the 26th of December. To execute the decoration of this magnificent dome, the services of the German artist John Held were commissioned. Although we have little information about this character, we know that as a result of a recommendation by influential citizens of Munich, he had some fame as a painter of murals in late 19th century Montreal. Historical sources tell us that he executed the paintings in the dome of the Chapel of the Hôtel Dieu, and also the former decoration in the chapel of the Grand Séminaire of Montreal in the years 1864-1865. For the paintings in the chapel, Held probably used a variation of the technique of fresco, which consists of applying colored pigments suspended in water onto dry or damp plaster. It is interesting that this technique, widely used during the Renaissance, found a place of honor in many Montreal churches of the period. The central motif in the cupola shows the Eternal Father as an old man. You will also notice the subjects of the resurrection of Jesus, the ascension of Jesus, and the Assumption of Mary. These figures are surrounded by cherubs, angels, and at the bottom of the scene, a Roman soldier standing guard over the tomb of the risen Jesus, also surrounded by angels. Under the 16 tambour windows that illuminate the entire dome, we see 8 figures from the Old and the New Testaments. Starting with the one facing you, we will continue towards the right. The first figure is St. John the Baptist. You can recognize him by the sheepskin he's wearing and a cross in his hand. He is the forerunner of Christ, the one who announced his coming among us. The second is St. Basil the Great, holding to his chest a pastoral crozier, symbolizing his role as a bishop. In the Western Church, he is one of the 4 principal doctors of the Church and the author of a treatise on the Holy Spirit. A Eucharistic rite known as the Rite of St. Basil the Great is still used in some Orthodox churches. The third is the prophet Isaiah, whose writings announce the coming of the Messiah from the line of Jesse, the father of David. He is holding a branch from the tree representing the genealogy of Christ. The fourth figure is St. Gregory the Great, carrying the pontifical triple cross. The fifth is St. Francis de Sales, Bishop of Geneva and Annecy, and theologian. He is wearing a stole around his neck. The sixth is St. Augustine, Bishop of Hippo in North Africa, a great preacher. He can be identified here by the book he holds. It is his rule which inspired many communities and religious orders. The seventh figure is the prophet Ezekiel. We recognize him by the fact that he holds in his right hand a quill pen evoking his many writings, which are found in the Old Testament. The last figure is Saint Jerome, the learned monk, shown here with the lion whose paw he healed according to the legend. He spent his life translating and interpreting the Holy Scriptures. This fresco was restored in 1928, in 1967, and in 2001. It is the heritage gem of the chapel. To continue your visit, walk up the center aisle and sit down on a pew in the middle of the chapel. Select step number 12, in which Professor Christopher Jackson from Concordia University in Montreal introduces you to the organ. You can listen to an excerpt from the benefit concert given by Pierre Grandmaison for the Musée des Hospitalières de l'Hôtel Dieu de Montréal on May 21, 2008. To do this, please select step number 13.